For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Well, today is Father's Day. Now, I would like to ask your permission. I'd like to offer a brief reflection, and maybe it would be better cast as a confession of my experience as a father and as a son. I know that some of our fathers are living today and some are not. Some have long died and gone to be with the Father in heaven. Most of us had the opportunity of knowing our fathers, but some of us did not ever have that opportunity to know our Father. Some of us had good and productive relationships with our Father, and as we think back on them, we think back with great fondness. And some of us did not. Some of us look back on our relationship with our Father as being very challenging and hurtful to this day. But I dare say that not one of us had an earthly father that was perfect. And our relation with our earthly father has had profound and lasting impact on our lives. All of us have had to come to terms with the particular weaknesses of our own fathers. My experience as a father is that we start off almost like a god, but we are quickly demoted to a superhero, and then become just a regular guy. But there's this very long season in the life of a father that I recall that I would call it's the season of embarrassment, where your child is embarrassed to see or to be seen by with others with you, and he just wants you to stay in the shadows. Right now, I have one son who is in college and another who is out working, and I think that I finally am coming out of the father doesn't know anything phase to maybe dad might know something worthwhile after all. A lot of emotions around being a father. I think parenting is the impossible job. There's no training manual. There's no real way to prepare yourself for it. We learn as we go. We do the best we can with our first child, and we make adjustments on the fly. We somehow think that we are in control, and we are reminded every day that we are not. As I love my children dearly and deeply, yet I find that I don't know how to love them the right way. I find myself doing the very things that I wish that I didn't do, and not doing those things that I wish that I could do. I find that my children became experts in pushing my buttons, in knowing exactly what buttons to push. Or maybe that was God's sense of humor. Exposing my weaknesses each and every day. Teaching me that this love of a father is unconditional, and that I need to learn to love my children unconditionally. I came to learn that raising children is a lot like looking into a mirror that reflects you and your flaws right back at you. And so I've come to be intimately aware of my own shortcomings and flaws as a parent and as a human being. Perhaps that's part of God's plan as well. Come to realize that my family needs and needed me more than I was able to give or to be there. That I didn't always set the best example for them. That I could only give them what I had to give them. And it wasn't close to being perfect. I also came to realize that I only could give what I had been given. And that I am my Father's son as well. And that I see my Father, for better or for worse, in the ways in which I relate to my own children. Some of that I like and is good, and some of that I wish I could change. Now, I have a really good relationship with my father, who's still living and going to be 87 years old this year, and I love him dearly. But he is far from perfect, and every time I go and I desire to spend time with him, you know, we fall back into those familiar patterns and those memories and that those feelings are still right there under the surface, as his cutting sense of humor is still very much alive. And his, you know, being who he is and me continuing to, you know, be the child that seeks to be a good son. All of that is still right there. There's a lot of pain and a lot of history in our relations with our fathers. And so as we reflect on this relationship on this day, you know, forget the material gifts that you might try to find for your father this day. The one gift that we need to give our fathers is the gift of forgiveness. The gift of forgiveness. Because none of our fathers have lived up to our expectations. They're not superheroes. They're not God. They're flawed human beings. And they only gave what they could give, what they had to give. Whether your father is alive today or not, it's really, really important that you forgive him. That means letting go, acknowledging the humanness, acknowledging, you know, the pain and brokenness, acknowledging that he couldn't give more than he had to give. And choosing to love him for who he is, for who God made him to be, weaknesses and all. And that's the gift that we need to give our fathers and ourselves. That's the gift that our Heavenly Father has given each one of us. For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We need to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father in order to begin to forgive our earthly father. As I look around the world today and I see, you know, so much anger, so much rage, so much violence, I see, you know, you ask yourself about the phenomena of gang activity and what's so compelling about, and you know, quite frankly, I go back and thinking about, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, an inability to forgive your father and an inability to maybe know your heavenly father. We all need to know that and cultivate the relationship with our heavenly father so that we can forgive each other. Thanks be to God that we have a heavenly father, that we have a father who is perfect, a father who loves us unconditionally while we were yet sinners, while we are still are sinners, a father who, like in the parable of the prodigal son, blessed his son, even in his desire to leave, turn his back on his father and walk away, all the while rushing to meet him as he returned, restored him to his rightful place in the family, celebrated his return and loved him. A father who is with us through life's ups and downs, through our journeys, who provides for us. And the only way that He can provide, the ways in which we need to be provided for most, love and security. A Father who has forgiven us for our weaknesses, so that we can forgive one another. Because God is our Father, we can and we must begin to forgive our earthly fathers, letting them off the hook, relinquishing blame, letting go. None of us was able to choose our father. Choosing to let go of anything that we hold on to today. And all of us are formed by that broken relationship. Forgiving means restoring the relationship, setting one another free, choosing not to go back to that place. Because you and I will never be truly free until we can come to the acknowledgement that God has forgiven us and that we need to forgive others. It's as much about setting ourselves free as it is the other person. I've come to appreciate a new role that our fathers play in our lives. After total embarrassment and he doesn't know anything, to maybe he knows a little something. This new role is a friend and brother in Christ. And I remember the time that my dad became a brother in Christ. And that, yes, he was still my dad. And yes, he was still flawed. And yes, all of that stuff. But there was this Heavenly Father that we shared in common that equalized our relationship and set it on the proper footing that allowed us to be in full relationship with one another and to forgive one another. And so, in accepting my dad, warts and all, I'm able to live into this new and special relationship with him today as brother in Christ. And I hope that maybe you can find that too, an opportunity to set yourself free and experience the fullness of God's life and blessing for you and for your family. Amen.